Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And this week I'm featuring the voice of Prince. Yes, it's all his music this week. The film is Girl 6. This is a 1996 American black comedy, and it was produced and directed by Spike Lee. Well, the accompanying soundtrack is composed entirely of songs written by Prince. The film was screened in the Uncertain Regard section of the 1996 Cannes Film Festival. So let's have a listen to the trailer.
In She's Gotta Have It, Jungle Fever, and Malcolm X, director Spike Lee got in your face. Now he's gonna get in your ear.
You've just reached the hottest live talk line around.
Acting is about feelings.
The only reason.
The only reason I take a date ever there.
Somebody's gotta hire me, huh?
I hope so.
Greatest romantic African American film ever made. Directed by me, of course. Person we're looking for needs to sexuality. Could you unbutton your blouse?
Nope, nope.
You walked out on QT, the hottest director in Hollywood.
Sharon Stone.
That's the business, honey bunch.
I got to eat and I got to pay my rent. I hear this is a place where a girl can make lots of cash.
You're an actress.
How are you acting? You're not on stage, you're not in front of the camera.
I'm girl 39.
Oh my God, I'm gonna explode!
Good.
I'm girl 29. Don't I look pretty with my long blonde hair and big blue eyes?
Don't my feet look pretty?
No inhibitions. No taboos. My best features are my big. You like that, Mr. Joe Schlabach?
Dude, what do you do to your ex? You got that guy crazy. He wants to get back with you.
Girl.
I didn't know you were such a freak.
I always was. You just never brought it out.
The pilot called you from his cockpit. Dag, no wonder the plane's been falling out of the sky left and right.
Teresa Randall.
I'm gonna hop on a plane and go to Hollywood and live out my dreams. What are you gonna do? You're gonna collect autographs and take the next person that moves into my building and make them pay your rent.
Spike Lee.
Jimmy Norris here! Jimmy Norris here!
Isaiah Washington.
I'm gonna miss you, Judy.
Judy. I always did like when you call me that.
Jennifer Lewis.
Debbie Mazur.
Peter Berg.
Naomi Campbell.
Ron
Silver. Richard Feltzer.
Halle
Quentin
Barry,
Tarantino.
John Turturro. With songs by Prince.
Girl 6.
She's the only thing better than being there.
Well, there we go. Yes, Judy, a young and timid African-American aspiring actress living in New York City, attends an audition with none other than Quentin Tarantino for what he describes as the greatest romantic African-American film ever made. Well, Judy grows apprehensive when asked to expose her breasts as the role requires nudity. She reluctantly complies, but feeling uneasy, she storms out of the audition. So let's get into the music. Great music. Yeah. Girls and Boys, classic track from Prince, kicks us off this afternoon, or this evening, or even or in the morning, wherever you are, here on The Director's Cut.
He only knew her for a little while, but he had grown accustomed to her style. She had the cutest ass he ever seen. He did too, they were meant to be. Loved to kiss on the steps of the side. It looked like rain, all the birds do fly. I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that rebellion on the girls and boys? Yeah. gave her all the love anyone can. She was promised to another man. He tried so hard not to go insane. Birds to fly, like rain. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Vous êtes très belle, mama, girls and boys. Baby, love is so real. I can't take the breakup if you say that you care. He had to run away, his pride was too strong. It started raining, baby, the birds were gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Love you, baby, I love you so much.
Maybe,
maybe we can stay in touch.
Meet me at another
maybe
world.
Another world, space and joy.
Vous êtes très belle.
Vous êtes très belle.
Mama, girls and boys. Oh.
Vous étiez de l'autre côté de la salle, vous dansiez si fort. Je sentais votre parfum. Votre sourire me dit que nous devrions nous parler. Sur la piste de danse, baby, fais cet appel pour moi. Oh oui, baby, sexe et vous pouvez. Ne résistez pas, vous savez que vous aimerez ça. Baby, oh, oh. Je vous enlacerai avec mes chants, baby. Pendant des heures, je veux vous étonner, baby. Fleurs dans votre bain, amour dans vos draps. Faire l'amour, nous nous rencontrons.
I love you, baby, I love you so much.
Girls and boys. Well, afterwards, Judy's agent Murray, having worked hard to get her an audition with such a prestigious director, furiously drops her from his roster of clients. Her melodramatic acting coach also criticizes her apathy towards her acting art and the entertainment industry overall, insisting that Judy should have simply followed Tarantino's directions. This, coupled with Judy's financial issues preventing her from paying her coach for her services, results in Judy being dropped from a roster of clients as well. Not doing well, is she? More music now. Yes, it's from the man himself, Prince. Indeed it is. We continue now with another hot track called The Hot Thing here on the Director's Cut. Go!
For big fun, hot thing. What's your fantasy? Hot thing. Do you wanna play with me? So good, hot thing. Baby, I knew you would. Hot thing. Tell me what you see. Hot thing. When you smile, when you smile, when you smile. How you smiles, how you smiles for me. Crystal ball, hot thing. Tell him you're coming home late, you're coming home at all. Hot thing. Tell him you found a brand new baby doll.
Hot thing.
I can't wait to get you home.
Hot thing.
Where we can be alone.
Hot thing.
I could read you poetry and then
we could make a story.
Story of
hot thing.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
With music from the movie Girl 6. Well, now unable to secure regular acting work, Judy tries various jobs. She comes across newspaper classified advertisements for a friendly phone line and another with the headline "Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money," circling both at a call centre, specialising in customer services and phone sex. Well, Judy has an interview with Lil, who is assertive but friendly. Judy then attends interviews with other phone sex companies, including one run by a stripper, who offers her the opportunity to work unrestricted in her own home. However, the job would require her to have own private telephone line, which she currently does not have. She decides to keep this opportunity in mind in future references. Well, the music is continuing here. Ooh, that's nice. This is called Erotic City. Very appropriate for what we've been talking about. Of course, it's from Prince. Here we go.
See?
Okay. Ultimately, Lil hires Judy as a phone sex operator at the call center. Well, during orientation, Lil explains that although most girls on the team are African American, they should always pretend to be Caucasian unless the caller requests otherwise. All under the moniker Girl 6, Judy immediately settles into her new job. Her sports memorabilia obsessed cousin and best friend Jimmy, who lives in the same apartment complex as her, worries that her new job might distract her from her acting career. While running errands, Judy occasionally sees her kleptomaniac ex-husband explaining his current occupation. Mozzie, wow, music from the man, Prince. This is Pink Cashmere. Long track, but it's cool. It's cool. I love it.
Thank you.
Kashmir, great music from the Prince, the Master. We continue now with a little bit more of the plot. Well, thanks to her new job, Julie has become more confident and uninhibited. She bonds with Bob Regula, a caller from Arizona, who requests her specifically. Judy adopts the nickname Lovely, especially for him. Well, unlike other callers, Bob has friendly, platonic conversations with her, mostly about his ailing mother. When Bob tells Judy he's visiting New York on business, they agree to meet in person at Coney Island during her lunch break. Well, as Judy anxiously waits for Bob, a man walks past her, believing the man to be Bob. She calls out to him, but he does not respond. Despondently, Julie leaves. Music continue now. Tora Tora, Count the Days. Here on the Director's Cut, music from Girl Six, composed and performed by Prince.
Here's a steeple. Here's a mother that I've got to blow away. Here's my chance to kill the ears of the people. But not until I make this mother. Here's the time. If I keep your secrets, will you keep mine? If we hurry, we can catch the train. If it was
the Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, we continue now with Girl 6, the movie featuring music all from one guy. That's Prince, of course. Well, shortly after returning to work, Judy receives a disturbing call from a verbally abusive man. Lil, monitoring her call, disconnects him and reminds her to be more careful with the men that call in. Nevertheless, the man reconnects to Julie's line, further harassing her. Well, Judy's job gradually begins to alter her mental health. Well, noticing Julie's exhaustion, Lil places her on leave so she can rest. Judy, however, now able to obtain a private line, decides to continue her phone sex career at home. She devotes herself fully to her job, ignoring Jimmy's and her ex-husband's attempt to contact her. Well, they say money don't matter. Well, that's debatable. This is Money Don't Matter from Prince on the movie Girl 6.
Roll his eyes.
Title on Money Don't Matter Tonight from the movie Girl 6. One night, Judy engages in a conversation with a sadistic caller who discusses his fantasy of strangling her, soon realizing he is the same abusive man who harassed her earlier. As he reveals that he knows her address, she suffers a breakdown and lashes out at him, much to his delight. Terrified, she runs upstairs to Jimmy's apartment for protection. Judy tells Jimmy she has decided to abandon her phone sex career and move into Los Angeles to resume her acting career. But before leaving, she makes amends with her ex-husband. Aww. How come you don't call me anymore? As we continue with music from the movie Girl 6, most of the tracks have been on other albums, of course. You Don't Call Me Anymore from the movie Girl 6. Well, in Los Angeles, Judy attends an audition with Ron Silver, who, like Tarantino, asks her to bare her breasts. This time, however, she stands up for herself and leaves the audition. Walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, she crosses the streets towards Grumman's Chinese Theater, which is showing the film Girl 6. She Spooks Me Too is the track.
Close to me. I never thought I'd get a close.
That's Adora from the movie Girl 6. Well, Girl 6 received mixed reviews on the review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes. The film holds an approval rating of just 39% based on 36 reviews with an average rating of 4.8 out of 10. But the website's critics' consensus reads, Girl 6 has a compelling star, a Prince soundtrack and Spike Lee's vivid style, and unfortunately a story that never as compelling or insightful as it needs to be. Back on the other side, we've now got some other singers coming along to complete our show today. Stay with us.
Talk Radio Europe.
There's a pawn shop on a corner
in downtown Fuengirola.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. Gold's up. I've just cashed up 12,000 euros. I can't believe my luck. A few gold coins, an old broken watch and a few gold chains that I've not worn for years. And Linda came with me. She only had a charm bracelet and her dad's old pocket watch. 5,000 euros.
If you've got anything, call us in or come to the shop and we'll give you the very, very best price we can. Never a better time to sell at the moment. Call us on 609-529-633. It's Anthony's. It's a name you can trust.
You'll also find Anthony's open in Puerto Banús at the back of El Corte Inglés, next to the Thai restaurant Naga. Telephone 622-907-000.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back as we conclude today's programme here on the Director's Cut. Well, Janet Maslin of the New York Times was more positive about writing Spike Lee's Girl 6. Doesn't reveal much about its title character, but it does make this clear. Mr. Lee adores her. He shows her fondness for his beautiful heroine, played by Teresa Randall, by surrounding her with every bit of fun and flattery in his considerable arsenal. Well, bold colours, a dance track of Prince songs, yeah, a parade of wild costumes, good-humoured sexual leasing and warmly inviting cinematography by Malik Sayed all contribute to this comedy's high-energy party mood. Now it's the ladies' turn. It's Apollonia 6 and this is Sex Shooter. Okay.
Oh,
Music from the movie Girl 6, all composed and mostly performed by Prince himself, but there was Apollonia 6 doing her track Sex Shooter. We have one more for you. I'd like to say thank you, as always, to your company for this program, and also to say a big thank you to Mally for all of her help in putting the program together. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. This is Going Out with Nasty Girl from Variety 6. Featuring Apollonia. Thanks for your company. Bye for now.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.